Welcome, everyone. Happy 3-3. It is March 3rd, Monday, March 3rd. And I am Catherine. I'm going to be your host to Fresh 55. So my name is Catherine, and you might recognize my voice from some early radio shows that I've hosted back about 1 to 2 years ago. And I'm coming back on and doing some really exciting interviews. And I have a wonderful guest that's coming up today on my show. And just a little bit more about me before I bring her on. So I am also an advisor on One Two Listen. And I've been an advisor there for about 3 years now. And I absolutely love it. And I just started putting up some meditations onto One Two Academy. So One Two Academy, if you haven't been there or visited that site yet, it's a wonderful area where some of our advisors can teach and expand their gifts to us. So I do some energy healing meditations, and I have one coming up on Sunday, March 16th. At 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it is called Love Yourself First. And this is all about self-love, where we heal our hearts, because really healing our hearts, what it does is it opens a pathway for new opportunities. It helps us manifest. It helps us to heal. It allows ourselves to love ourselves, to make a deeper connection to ourselves. So that's coming up in a couple weeks on Sunday, March 16th, and there is a link for One Two Academy in the description if you are part of the Facebook group. And if you happen to be on Facebook, we do have a group called One Two Radio, and you can join us in conversation. You can make some comments, and we will check. I'll check back and forth and make sure I say hello to everyone that's on. So welcome. I'm very excited to bring on a wonderful, wonderful soul. I have the honor of introducing Isabel Marr. She is the creator and founder of purejuju.com. She is your gentle guide back home with you, because you are not a thought. You are already you. Isabel's calming voice, I love her voice, and powerful insights help people achieve a profound sense of their own worth to gain confidence and restore calm in their daily lives so they no longer need to rely on external validation or approval. How good does that sound? This transformative approach has made her a sought-after mind coach, especially for those looking to transcend societal pressures and thoughts of not being enough. Feel like we all need this. All right, Isabel, come on into the space. You're welcome to say hi.
Hello. Thank you so much, Catherine, for that lovely introduction. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm so excited to have you here today. This is wonderful. So tell me a little bit about what you've been doing and what you've created with this Pure Juju.
Yes. So I teach you how to heal the relationship with you, who you are, not who you think you are, using your own mind. Because this is why we struggle, because we're struggling with our own thoughts. Thoughts of who we think we should be, thoughts of where we think we have to be, thoughts of how we think it needs to be. Yet we are not a thought. You are not a thought. I am not a thought. You already are you. We simply got lost to our own thoughts, this internal narrative, this broken record, this outdated script, which is completely written from our own thoughts. But here's the thing. No one else can see your thoughts. No one other than you and your own mind, because the mind is how you see. Your mind is how you see you again, too. This is why you can't see you with your own eyes. Take a moment to consider that. You can't see you with your own eyes. You can only see a reflection of you in the mirror. And right now, all that is being reflected back to you are your own thoughts, right? Thoughts that keep beating us up, thoughts that keep putting you down, thoughts that keep you in this internal narrative. So imagine if you could teach your mind to do something with the thought, because your mind can also do more than just think. Your mind can also see the understanding. Because when your mind sees the understanding, you can make sense of what it is you're doing, as well as what it is that your thoughts are doing to you. Because the difference between a thought and the understanding is the understanding gives you the because, the reason why. So it makes sense. So you can make sense of it all too. Because even you can understand, Catherine, how no one else can be who you are. Even you can understand how no one else can be you, because mm-hmm. you are enough. And even you know this makes sense. It's just your thoughts right now that keeps overriding your own understanding of you, which is why you can teach your mind to see the understanding every single day. So the understanding gets reflected back to you. Because the mind is how you see, and you can teach your mind to see the understanding every day too. And this is what I teach you how to do.
Wow. So this sounds so powerful, and I feel like everyone needs a little piece of this, because we're taught in society and growing up, you know, we rely on some type of external validation. And, you know, for me at least, especially over the last few years, I've spent a lot of work self-reflecting and trying to undo that. So looking for a way to really teach myself to let go of that external validation, that external approval. I mean, that's right. Gold.
And you just hit on something where you're looking, right? So what Pure Juju teaches you how to do is how to start seeing, right? So it's a practice of returning, because it's the choice of words, right? Looking. You're looking for something, right? So you're still looking for something outside of you. Because here's the thing, all of our minds get conditioned to think about who we think we need to be. It's just the way it is for all of us, from the parental conditioning, right? The social conditioning, the cultural conditioning, the religious conditioning. So our minds get conditioned to think we need to be someone other than who we are. It's simply the way the experience is for all of us, which is why we can all understand how it feels to no longer feel we know who we are anymore, right? Because our minds get conditioned to think we need to be someone other than who we already are. This is why it's called the human condition, because it's the conditioning of our minds. But here's the thing, if our minds learn to think every single thought we learn to think about who we think we are, because we used to never think, right, that we weren't enough. We used to never think that we didn't have enough time. We used to never think life is a scary place. There was a time when you used to think, when you used to see life, right, as an adventure, as a beautiful experience to be explored, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you started to think, oh my goodness, right? Life has become such a grind. Life is so heavy. What is the point of life? Yet life just is. So the only difference is how your mind sees it. And it's the exact same thing with you. The only difference between when you're not feeling lonely and when you are feeling lonely is a thought. Because this is why we don't feel lonely all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's only when we start to think we're all alone, we start feeling the depths of the loneliness, the ache of the loneliness, the sense of a void. But here's the thing. Loneliness is just a thought. The void is just a thought. And you are not a thought. You already are you. We've simply lost who we are to our own thoughts. And the reason why is because we always have the freedom to choose. The freedom to choose what we want our minds to do with the thought. Because if our minds learn to think this thought, our minds can learn to heal the thought too, from the understanding. Because here's the thing, the understanding always makes sense. Because the understanding always holds true. Because the understanding holds true for everyone, including you, Catherine, because you are included too. Because nothing you can say can make the understanding untrue. Because nothing you can say can make the statement untrue that you are the only you in this world, which means you are enough. Nothing can make the understanding untrue that the understanding of how we are all still learning, you are still learning too. This is why the understanding can heal all of our thoughts, the thoughts that keep us attached to the guilt and the shame, the anger and the blame, even the thought that makes us think we need to ask for forgiveness for the rest of our lives too, because how can there be anything that needs to be forgiven if we are all still learning? They are still learning. You are still learning. I am still learning too. Because we're all experiencing who we are for the very first time. So how could you know what to do? How could they know what to do, right? So how can there be any blame when we are all still learning? You are still learning too. And this is why it's a matter of seeing the understanding every day rather than looking for something outside of you. Because every day you see the understanding, you start seeing you again, who you are, your own worth, your own value, your own love and approval too. Because here's the thing, you simply haven't given you a chance. Right?
Yeah.
And wow. This is what we can all learn to do. Because our minds can do more than just think. Our minds can observe and see and be here, completely empty and clear, clear of all thought, empty to receive the understanding every single day. So it's the understanding that gets reflected back to you.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that is so powerful to be able to see it in that way, to have that reflect back to us. This is just such a great concept to be able to just listen to you talking about this. I feel like, I definitely feel as though this is something that I need to hear.
Because right now, what people hear 24/7 is their own thoughts on repeat, on replay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts,
yeah.
No one is telling them to think about them. Thoughts, no one is telling them to keep saying about them. Thoughts, no one else is thinking about them, right? This is what people need to understand. No one else can see your thoughts because no one else is thinking the thoughts you think about you. They're too busy thinking their own thoughts. All thoughts that have nothing to do with you. Take a moment to consider what all your thoughts are about. They have nothing to do with me. They have nothing to do with anyone else. Mm-hmm. All of our thoughts are, I think I'm not good enough. I think I'm all alone. I think I am no longer worthy and deserving to be loved just the way I already am too. These are all thoughts about you. Yet you are not a thought. Even you know you aren't a thought, which is why you don't feel this way all the time. You don't feel insecure all the time. You don't feel lonely all the time. You don't feel hurt and sad all the time because you are not a thought. And your mind can learn to do something with the thought, to heal the thought, to clear the thought, to release you from the thought and return you here too, because you are here. Because when you are here, you feel it. Because you feel you, your presence, because you are a presence, right? Mm-hmm. This is the only reason why you feel a hole in your life right now. This is the only reason why you feel a void in your life. This is the only reason why you feel something missing in your own life too, because you are missing you, because you are someone in your own life too. This is the whole basis of what Pure Juju is all about, is teaching you how to see you again. So you remember how you are someone in your own life too, someone who matters, someone who deserves to be seen and heard, someone who you can love too, because your own love, you can use your own love to love who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we keep forgetting that we are also someone in our own lives. We keep forgetting how we are someone who matters too in our lives. We keep forgetting how our needs and feelings matter too, because it is our thoughts that keep taking us away from who we are. It's mm-hmm. your own thoughts that keep taking you away from you and being here, being present in your life, feeling your own presence, being filled by your own presence, and being filled by the presence of your own understanding too. And that's the biggest difference between the thought and the understanding, is how it makes you feel, which is why the understanding always makes you feel relaxed and calm, at peace and at ease, because you are returning home with you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it seems like such a simple concept, but being someone who is guilty of having these thoughts at play over and over in my headspace, I think that I just have to, it's that understanding part. I feel like once I can truly fully step into the understanding, then I can start to, I don't know if I want to say just shed some of these thoughts, but not to hang on to them, not to be attached to them.
That's right. Not to identify with them, not to let them have a hold over you. But you need to understand, Catherine, every single one of us, right? Our minds will always have thoughts. We've all learned to think, right, about who we think we need to be. We've all created an image in our own minds of who we think we need to be in order to be accepted, in order to be seen and heard, in order to be loved, in order to belong. This is just part of what the experience is. And that's why it's all about the understanding. So you stop thinking there's anything wrong with you. So you stop thinking there's anything, broken about you. The only thing that needs to be broken is your own thoughts. And here's the thing, our minds have simply learned a daily habit, right? A daily habit of thinking these thoughts about who we think we need to be, about who we think we are, about where we think we need to be, about where we think, right, we need to be going, right? So it's a daily habit, and a habit can be broken. And this is very important for people to understand. There's never been anything broken about you. It's your thoughts that make you think that way. The only thing that needs to be broken, right, is your mind's daily habit of thinking this way about you. So if your mind learned to think this way, if your mind learned to do this to you, your mind can also learn a new daily practice, a daily practice of returning you here with you. So every single day, you're feeling you again, because you are a feeling, not a thought. You are a presence, which is why other people can feel it too. Which is why I can feel your presence right now, Catherine, and I'm not even seeing you. I could feel you with my eyes closed, right? Aww. Because the mind is how you see.
Yeah.
But your mind is how you see you again too. And it's about remembering how you are not a thought. You are here. You have always been here, which is why it is a matter of returning here every single day. And the more you practice, right? It's just a law of life. Whatever you do every single day, you get really good at. What most people don't understand that they're doing every day is they're thinking these thoughts about who they think they should be, which means they keep getting further and further away from getting to know who they already are.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Right? Who you already are, Catherine, and you already are enough. You are ready, are worthy and deserving to receive this understanding, and because you already are you and you are here, which is why you belong here too, so that you can see you again and see what everyone else in your life who loves you already sees. As far as I'm concerned, this is why we are here. Learn how to return here. To our own presence, so we can be filled by our presence, because our presence is enough to see how we have always been enough, just the way we have always been too. And this is a beautiful design of life, right? We all get lost to our thoughts, because life wants us to choose. Life wants us to choose how we want to experience who we are. And everyone gets to choose. If you want to keep choosing to experience you as this thought, this internal narrative, this broken record, this outdated script that keeps beating up on you and putting you down, you are allowed. But you are also allowed to choose to do something with those thoughts. To choose to see you every single day, to choose to feel you every single day, and to choose to return here every single day. So every single day you get a taste of what it feels to be released from your own thoughts. So you get a taste every single day of how it feels to return here with you, and how every single day you get a taste of what it means to master your own mind rather than let your own thoughts master you. And this is why life unfolds moment to moment, because in the next moment, you can also have a moment of understanding to return you here with you. This is why no one knows what will happen the next moment. No one, not even you, because you're not supposed to. Which is why the unknown is simply the next moment. And in the next moment, you can get to know you again, because in the next moment, you can have a moment of an understanding to see the understanding again, the understanding of how you are not a thought. You are not what your thoughts are saying about you. You already are you, and you are here. And your own mind can keep practicing how to heal the thought to return you here to your presence. The presence of you, so you can be present in your own life, so you can be present for the people in your life, so you can be a presence in life too, sharing your presence, giving of your presence. Every day you continue to receive your own presence too. And this is why life unfolds moment to moment, because all life wants you to do is be here in the moment. Because this moment is all we have. This moment is all we need. because this moment is all you need too. Because in this moment, you can return to the understanding of you, which is why all life wants you to know, all you need to know in life, is how to teach your mind, how to see the understanding every day, to return you here to make sense of life, so you can stop struggling through life, because your own mind knows what to do when your thoughts start going down that rabbit hole and spiraling out of control. Because every day you practice, right, your mind is getting stronger and stronger at killing that default button that makes you start thinking.
Starting
that broken record.
Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening to your talk, which by the way I love. I'm thinking, you know, like, boy, I've never done an exercise before. Like, I wonder if we actually sat down and at the end of the day, or even at the beginning of the day, sat down and just wrote down or noted to ourselves how many choices that we make are dependent on our thoughts, but thoughts of, you know, like an external source, you know, fear of something. Well, you know, I'm afraid of what people are going to think of me, so I'm going to choose this instead of that. You know, well, I don't want to upset so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Even though that's not what I want to do, I'm going to choose to do something else. Like if we follow that on a, you know, even just doing it once, gosh, I wonder how much of our day is and our decisions and choices throughout the day are based on other people's expectations instead of on like ourselves, our truth, who we are.
Right.
And yeah, so this is very, very powerful stuff that you're talking about.
Well, this is what your daily pure juju practice teaches you how to do, right?
Yeah.
Everything you just said, it teaches you how to focus on the understanding every day, right? Because the thing is that all these fears of what you think people are thinking, no one is thinking about you. No one is thinking these thoughts about you. If you go to the gym, for example, if you go to the grocery store, if you even just go for a walk outside, especially these days, no one's looking at each other right now. No one is seeing each other right now, let alone thinking about each other, right? So this is why everything has to do with you and your own thoughts, which is why it's so beautiful, because if everything has to do with the thoughts you think about you, that means you are completely in control of what your own mind can do with these thoughts. And already that gives you a sense of calm. Because what your daily pure juju practice does for you, it's a morning and evening practice, right? Because your mind is always going to have thoughts. It's a matter of seeing the understanding and then breathing in the understanding every single day. So the first thing your mind sees is the understanding, and the last thing your mind sees is the understanding too. So every single day, you're creating this new cycle of understanding. So every single day, your mind is learning, okay, the thought is going to come, right? So simply allow that thought to arrive, because if someone says to you, oh, don't think about it, you're going to think about it even more. Right? It's just the way our minds are wired right now. Because it does take work. It does take practice, daily practice. But with daily practice, what you're doing without even realizing it is your mind is shifting from this constant thinking, the overthinking, the obsessive thinking, the negative thinking, even the positive thinking, right? Because positive thinking is still keeping your mind thinking thoughts about you. right? So it's a matter of teaching your mind how to shift into the understanding, because the understanding is a full stop done, because the thought cannot exist in the presence of the understanding, because the thought no longer makes sense when your mind is seeing the understanding, the reason why, the because.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that concept does apply to other things. Like when you're looking at like your belief systems, and you uncover like a truth, it's like once you see it, that goes away.
Yes.
You know, so this is a very similar, if not the same concept. So yeah, that makes sense. I'm loving this, Isabella. Loving it. If it's okay with you, I'm going to pause for a moment. I wanted to check Facebook to see if any of the listeners checked in. I'm just going to hit refresh here. Oh, so Lori says, Fresh 55. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Isabel. So loving this show. Oh, thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
And then we have here, oops, all comments. All right. Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong post. I'm on Serena's post. All right, let me go back here. Okay. Oh, good morning, Renee. Renee says, well, she says Catherine and Isabel. She put little hearts next to us. So hi, Renee. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. And Quelly, good morning, Quelly. She says, Monday blessings, ladies. Thank you for listening. And yeah, Lori made a couple more comments. She says, I am so blown away by this simple truth. Life-changing. Yeah. Yeah. It seems so simple, but it's like, I don't think I've ever had anyone put the concept, I don't mean to say in my face, but like in my face, in the way of explaining it the way that you're explaining it. And it just, the more you talk about it, I literally feel like my brain is just understanding the concept more and more. And like it'll be easier for me to let that go, let those thoughts go and not be so attached to them.
So. Yes. Right. It has to be a daily practice, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen, you know, in the next moment, let alone tomorrow, next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty. Life is not being afraid to experience everything you're going to experience, because the only thing you need to know in life is how to return here, which is why all life is here. Everything living and breathing is here, which is why you are here, right? You have always been here, waiting patiently for you to teach your mind how to return here too. And one of the important things to remember, right? One of the important things, you know, I teach my clients is that this isn't about walking a tightrope, because, you know, initially when it comes to anything new, you're like, yes, I feel it. I'm excited. I get it. I got it. Right. But then you're so afraid of losing the feeling. But here's the thing. You can never lose you. The only way you lose you is to your own thoughts. And every day you practice teaching your mind how to heal the thought, then you're no longer afraid. Because remember, the unknown is simply the next moment. There's nothing to be afraid of. For a lot of people, the thing that they're most afraid of is seeing who they already are. Is seeing how they have been enough. They have always been enough. To see how they are loved, how they can love who they already are, and how they are worthy and deserving to be seen and heard too, because we've been fighting against who we are such a long time with our own thoughts. Because, right, no one is telling you that you are enough every single day, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to sell you anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, consider that. Everyone is telling you something needs to be improved. Everyone is telling you something needs to be changed. No one is telling you that you are enough, that you already are. You already are you. And this, I'm telling you, this is what I feel I've been called to do. But here's the thing. The moment you allow you to be here, you can hear you again. The voice inside of you that simply knows who you are and what you have always wanted to experience for your own life too. Because when you are here, you hear you calling out to you, to hear your calling, your purpose, because you understand what it means to be you. This is what Pure Juju is all about, right? To understand what the meaning of you is. Because right now, for most of us, we identify with a thought of who we think we need to be. This image is not you. This narrative is not you. This story isn't you. This story is something you created in your own mind about you, right? You can let go of this, but it does take time because it's been a long time. You've been identifying with these thoughts, with this story, with this image, with this role, with this label, with this number, right? It's been a long time. Your mind has been replaying this thought over and over again about you. But with practice, with daily practice, your mind can shift from the thinking about you to seeing the understanding every day, including the understanding of how your mind will always have thoughts. But every day you practice, your voice will get stronger than the thoughts you think about you. Your voice will get stronger than all the voices in your own head, which are all simply thoughts too. Because every day you practice, your mind is seeing you again. So this is what gets reflected back to you. So not only when you're looking in the mirror, but when you look around and you see people, you see the world, because you're seeing everything with new eyes of understanding, understanding that we're all still learning. So you can begin from that understanding rather than the thought that immediately makes you think, oh, it's their fault. It's my fault. I am to blame. They are to blame. Why do they keep doing this to me? They aren't doing anything to you. No one is. Life isn't doing anything to you. It is the thought. It was always the thought, and your own mind can do something with the thought too, because you are not a thought. You already are you, and you are here. Your mind can learn to return you here and keep returning you here until you spend more of your time here, seeing it all and receiving it all too.
So where can we get more of this?
So there's three ways to get started, all depending upon how you prefer to learn and how you prefer to receive. So the first is the audiobook, which is available on Audible and Spotify. The second is the 21-day Pure Juju online course. And the third is a six-week program where we meet one-to-one so we can really feel the thoughts that keep hurting you. But all three, so the book, the online course, as well as the program, I'll give you a step-by-step method as to create your new daily Pure Juju practice. So the morning and evening practice, as well as a guided Pure Juju breathing experience. So the first part, the morning and evening practice, are really to train your mind to see the understanding every day. So your mind just focuses on the understanding, the because, the reason why. And just by seeing that every single day, your mind remembers, right? So your mind knows that this is what you want it to do when you start thinking the thoughts, right? So your mind then will slowly start to kick in with the understanding too. So the time you spend in your own head gets shorter and shorter because your mind is seeing the understanding every day, and the understanding returns you here to the understanding of you because you are here. And then the second part, breathing in the understanding, the guided Pure Juju breathing experience, allows you to experience what it means to be here, to be present, what it means to be released from your own thoughts, what it means for your mind to be released from its constant thinking. So you continue to identify with this feeling again, because remember, you are a feeling, which is why you feel it too when you aren't thinking about you, why you feel it too when your mind isn't going into overload and constant rewind too. Because you already are you. You are here. And every single day, this is what you can be doing too. You can learn how to return to you so you're no longer afraid to be alone with your own thoughts, because you know your mind can do something with the thought.
I love it. So I listened to your book on Spotify. I have Spotify, so I was able to find your book there easily. And I love, there's so many things about it that I love. A, it's less than an hour. B is your voice is just so angelic and it's easy to listen to. and then you had in there a little practice that I thought was just, again, like so simple, but I loved it. And it was writing down some of these, I don't know if you want to call it an affirmation or a mantra, and using a glass of water with it at night. And I think that that is just another wonderful way of, you know, bringing in this positive thinking, this new way of seeing and understanding. So
no glass of water, even though yes, definitely drink lots of water. And thank you so much for
it. Wasn't a glass. Maybe that's what I was hoping for. Well, in my mind, I put it under a glass of water.
There you go.
I feel like there's so many just easy, simple things that this is something that anybody can do. You're not asking too much from someone. You're not asking them, like you mentioned before, you're not asking people to change, you know, all these things that they're doing or not doing. You know, you're just asking them to do something very simple that's literally just going to take a few minutes of time.
Well, that's it, right? It needs to fit into people's daily routines, right? So that they'll actually do it. So I could definitely go into a bit more detail with regards to what the morning and evening your Juju practice looks like. And then we can even go through a shortened version of the guided Pure Juju breathing experience if you'd like.
Well, we've got just less than 10 minutes. So whatever you feel would be would be best in the time that we have.
Yeah, we could definitely get it done. So just to give people a sense of the morning and evening practice. So basically, what Catherine was saying was, I give you the understandings, right? So the understandings so that your own mind can see the understandings every single day. So every week you write out the Pure Juju understandings and then you read them out loud in your own voice so you can start hearing your own voice speaking the understanding to the thought. And then you take in 3 full cycles of breath, and that's your morning Pure Juju practice. And then your evening Pure Juju practice, you read the understandings in your own mind so your mind continues to see the understanding every day. And then you finish that off with 1 full cycle of breath, because the breath teaches your mind how to focus on being here, and your breath also returns you here so that you can feel you again, you coming back to life, because your breath, right, brings you back to life as well. And then at the end of every week, we do a guided Pure Juju breathing experience, which we can do a shortened version right now.
Yeah, so that would be great.
So I'm assuming for most of us, we're sitting down, and that is perfect, because all you need to do is place your feet firmly on the floor so you feel nice and balanced and grounded. Place your hands on your belly and simply close your eyes. Now start to relax. Relax your toes. Relax your fingers. Relax your face. Relax your breath. And let's begin. Inhaling through the nose, filling the belly up for 4, 5, and 6. And exhaling through the nose nice and slow for 4, 5, and 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Inhale, big belly, big balloon for 4, 5, and 6. And exhale, release, relax for 4, 5, and 6. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Keep breathing. I am here. I have always been here, waiting patiently for me to teach my mind how to return me here too. From all my thoughts that keep me hidden and silenced, from all my thoughts that keep me stuck in my own head too. Because I am not a thought. I already am who I am. And I am here. Because when I am here, I feel it too. My presence. Because I am a presence. A feeling, not a thought. Which is why my own mind can learn how to return me here too, to see who I am, to see who I am again, to see it all again with new eyes of understanding too. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. With your eyes still closed, your breath still moving, slowly bring your palms together to the center of your heart.
Thank you for being open to receiving your own love. With your eyes still closed, your breath still moving, bring your palms up to the center of your eyes. Thank you for being open to receiving your own understanding. With your eyes still closed, your breath still moving, slowly bring your palms down to your closed lips. Thank you for being open to receiving your own stillness and silence. And with your eyes still closed, your breath still moving, bring your arms up above your head, separating them out into a V, shoulders down, head back. For being you. And you are here. You have always been here, waiting patiently for you to see you again, too. Your own worth, your own value, your own love and approval, too. Because you are not a thought. You already are you. You can teach your mind to see the understanding every day, too. Bring your hands back down to your belly and slowly open your eyes. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. This is what it means to be here. This is what it means to be present in the presence of you, which is why you feel it too, because you are a presence, a feeling, not a thought, because you already are you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I feel very relaxed. Thank you so much. So, Isabel, yes, this has been absolutely wonderful. I just love talking to you. I adore what you're doing here. I think your book is great. I am excited to, I'm going to seriously thinking about doing your program, your online course. I just want to thank you so much for organizing this with me. And meditation was great. Thank you. So we have just a minute left here. So I just want to make a quick announcement. Isabel's information is on our Facebook page. But just if you, in case you wanted it, it is purejoojoo.com. It's purejoojoo.com. So go ahead and check her out. And yeah, you can find the links to listen to her book for the online course. And also she has the personal program. So go check her out. And I am on 1-2-Listen. I'm going to be online for the next hour. So it's going to be from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with reduced rates. So if you're looking for a quick sale today and you need to ask a question, go ahead and look me up. And I want to thank everyone, all of our listeners. Thank you so much for being here. And if you're listening to this in the replay, thank you so much. And a big shout out to Serena for helping to put this together today. All right, guys, till next time, have a great day.